everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So, breaking news, Brittany Griner has been released from the Russian prisons today. Anyway, this is how it happened. President Joe Biden has made a trade for Brittany Griner. He traded Victor Bolt for Brittany Griner. Now, everybody is really all up in arms about it. There are some angry people that are really angry about the decision that he made. And reason being, because there is a former Marine by the name of Paul Wayland who is still in the Russian prison. And so people are really mad because of the fact that Joe Biden has decided to free a basketball player over someone who literally served the United States, served the country. And I can understand why everybody is mad, because you would think that because this man served this country, you know, you would think that he would be the very first one to get out of this Russian jail. But unfortunately, that's not the case. It seems like, from what Joe Biden has spoken about, it is more complicated to get Paul Wayland out of prison than it was for Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner was only in prison just because she brought marijuana into the country. And technically, it's illegal in their country, I guess. And the reason why Paul Wayland is locked up, even though it's not even a good reason, and really he did not break any laws, but Paul Wayland was talking about stuff that he knew about that was classified information. And unfortunately, his friend, whom he went to go to see get married, apparently he might have something to do with his arrest. And so it's taking a little while for him to be released from the Russian prison. Again, like I said, there is a lot of people that are angry behind it. Me personally, I am glad that Brittany Griner is out. But at the same time, I just don't understand why they chose to free a basketball player instead of somebody who actually served the country, who risked his life to serve this country. And it's actually giving out a message, you know, behind that. There's a message behind it. Let's see. I'm going to read just a little bit about Victor Bolt, just so you have an idea of who this man is. Victor Bolt has been accused of supplying arms to Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and rebels in Rwanda. And his story actually turned into a movie called Lord of War that starred Nicolas Cage. He was actually serving a 25-year sentence. Shortly after his conviction in 2011 on charges including conspiring to kill American citizens, the Russian arms dealer Victor Bolt relayed a defiant message to his lawyers as he faced the prospect of decades in prison. Basically, to put it short, Russia has been fighting to get Victor Bolt back to Russia while Biden has been fighting to get Brittany Griner back into the United States. And so, like I said, they decided to do a trade-off. Now, was it a good idea? I don't think so, because now they just giving a man. They're actually, this man now is free. And there's no telling if he's going to try and kill more American people. That's the downside of it all. We don't know what this man is planning on doing once he gets back to Russia. Because everybody knows Russia and the United States have problems. Although Putin is, if I'm not mistaken, Putin is actually friends with Donald Trump. I could be wrong, but I think he is. Meanwhile, there's actually two people that I know of that is in Russian prison. There's an American teacher, and then there is Paul Whelan. And the sad part, really, Paul Whelan did not do anything wrong. He just went there to attend his friend's wedding. But I think it's the fact that somebody gave him some classified information on a USB drive, and he talked about it. I think that is a problem that the Russian authorities have, or the Russian government has, is that he was releasing information that should have never been released. And I think that's the problem. And there are actually some representatives that want Biden impeached, even though he's not going to get impeached for what he did, technically. Where is it? So there was a woman by the name of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene who was calling for the president, Joe Biden, to be impeached following Brittany Griner's release. She also said another reason to impeach Biden is because the president of the United States traded Russian terrorist arms dealer Victor Boot and left the U.S. Marine in a Russian jail and brought home a professional basketball player. So she's also angry at the fact that he freed a basketball player over freeing a former Marine. So basically everybody's feeling like the priorities of the United States is so way off. And it's actually showing that the United States cares nothing about the Marines. They don't care nothing about the soldiers. And we gotta be honest about that. The United States really don't care nothing about the soldiers. And the reason why I say that is because once these soldiers are done fighting for this country, a lot of these soldiers are left. Some of them are left having PTSD behind fighting in the wars and stuff. And then there are soldiers that are left homeless. You know, when these soldiers come back to the United States, you know, the United States do not really have much programs for these soldiers to go into that will help them live a productive life. And so a lot of these soldiers are homeless. I've actually met a homeless man volunteering at a place that gives food out to people who are hungry. And this man was a veteran. He served the country. He was in the, I believe it was World War I. He served in World War I. And apparently he's been homeless. So it's like people are going off to fight for these wars, to fight for this country, but this country cares nothing about them once they get done. You know, people are risking their lives for this country. And what is this country doing for their soldiers? Not a thing. Nothing. And if I'm wrong, somebody can definitely correct me. If I'm wrong, you can definitely correct me. But I have not seen anything for the soldiers. Yes, they have a holiday. We celebrate them, the Veterans Day. But they need more than that. They need more than that. The Veterans Affairs, they're not doing much for them. They need more than that. So I'm going to go down to what, this is what Donald Trump said. Let's see if I can find it. This is what Donald Trump said. What kind of deal is it to swap Brittany Griner, a basketball player who openly hates our country, for the man known as the Merchant of Death, who is one of the biggest arms dealers anywhere in the world and responsible for tens of thousands of deaths and horrific injuries? Why wasn't former Marine Paul Whelan included in this totally one-sided transaction? He would have been let out for the asking. What a stupid and unpatriotic embarrassment for the USA. Now, even though I don't like Donald Trump, I actually have to agree with him. But, you know, based on what Joe Biden said, he had to do what he had to do. Unfortunately, the situation with Paul Whelan is more severe than the situation with Brittany Griner, which is kind of stupid because technically he didn't do anything wrong, but I guess in their eyes he did because he was releasing information that shouldn't have been released, I'm guessing. I just hope that Joe Biden fights hard to get the rest of the people out of Russia, these Russian prisons. These Russian prisons is not for anybody. It's not for anybody at all. I just want to read something. And this is about the Russian prisons. Just to give you an idea of how these Russian prisons are. What is a penal colony? The vast majority of Russia's prisons are in fact penal colonies where inmates are housed in barracks instead of cells and are often put to work. According to a report by Poland-based think tank, the Center for Eastern Studies, more than 800 such facilities existed across Russia as of 2019, the organization said. Most were built during the Soviet Union and have been compared by think tanks and human rights organizations to Soviet-era gulags, tough prison camps that expanded across the region during Joseph Stalin's rule in the mid-20th century. Russia houses nearly 500,000 prisoners across all its incarceration facilities, one of the highest rates in Europe, according to the World Prison Brief. Though numbers have declined in recent years in contrast to most parts of the world, the level of supervision and restrictions placed on inmates today depends on what kind of facility they are sentenced to, and not all require labor. But a number of high-profile dissidents, activists, and foreign nationals who have been sent to strict colonies have described harrowing and difficult experiences. What are conditions like? Now, this is the conditions of the prisons in Russia. Inmates are often taken vast distances across the country, and journeys to colonies are dangerous and can last as long as 1 month, according to a report by Amnesty International. The watchdog said those journeys often take place in cramped train carriages, and inmates often arrive in facilities containing poor and aging infrastructure and suffering from overcrowding. The OSW found, despite several attempts to reform the prison system in Russia, they still resemble the Soviet gulag. Human rights violations and torture are common, the OSW said. One former inmate, Konstantin Kotov, served what he said were two miserable sentences, the first for 4 months, the second for 6 months, in penal colony number 2 outside Moscow for breaking Russian anti-protest laws. He was last released in December 20th and last year told CNN about the experience for prisoners. From the first minute you are here, you are experiencing mental and moral pressure, he told CNN. You are forced to do things that you would never do in normal life. You are forbidden to talk with other convicts. They force you to learn the list of names of the employees. You are on your feet all day from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. You are not allowed to sit down. They do not allow you to read. They do not allow you to write a letter. It can last 2 weeks. It can last 3 weeks. Kotov explained prisoners sleep in barrack rooms and iron bunk beds. About 50 to 60 men slept in his room, he said, each with only a small amount of living space. You get up at 6 in the morning, you go out to the courtyard nearby and listen to the national anthem of Russia every day, the anthem of the Russian Federation, he said. You cannot write, you cannot read. For example, I watch TV almost all day, Russian federal channels. This is torture by TV. Someone else said, Greiner is not the first well-known figure to be sent to a penal colony. Jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was able to offer his initial impressions after arriving at a facility last year on a post of his official Instagram account. I had no idea that it was possible to arrange a real concentration camp 100 km from Moscow. Navalny said, adding his head had been shaven. Video cameras are everywhere. Everyone is watched, and at the slightest violation, they make a report. I think someone upstairs read Orwell's 1984, Navalny continued, in a reference to the classic dystopian novel. So basically, these prisons are really, really bad. And it can mentally mess you up. Nobody really needs to be in prisons like that. Now I know in the United States, in New York City, they were fighting to get Rikers Island jail closed because of things that were going on in Rikers Island. I believe it's still open to this day, but they're still fighting to get it closed. So basically, jail is not for, it's really not for everybody. It's not for people to be in at all. Now, the jails in the United States, and no, I've never been to jail at all, but from what I've heard, they're not as bad as this. You don't go through all of this stuff unless I'm wrong, but from what people that I know that have been locked up has told me, they basically stay to themselves. They basically stay to themselves. So even though I just wonder how Greiner is, even though she's been in there for 10 months. 10 months is long enough, and they can still mess you up mentally. Is she going to be able to function when she get back to the U.S.? The way she used to? Oh, well, doesn't matter, because, I mean, she don't like the United States anyway. So I'm pretty sure that once she gets her mind right, and once she's really able to move around and do whatever she wants to do, I'm pretty sure she's going to go out of the country again to play basketball. But hopefully, if she does that, she'll have a mind and sense to research their laws so she does not end up in jail again. But it's a simple fact that the United States have helped her to get freed because she doesn't like the United States. Why, and I hate to say it, but why free somebody that don't like the country? But hey, it is what it is. Again, I'm glad that she's out. Hopefully she'll stay her behind out, because I'm pretty sure nobody, the United States ain't got that much money to be going helping people to get out of situations that they put themselves into. And she put herself in that situation by bringing marijuana. So technically, that was her fault. People may not like to hear that, but technically, it was her fault. She put herself in that situation. You can't just go around taking marijuana with you. You don't even know if it's legal in that country. So hopefully she's learned her lesson behind that. But anyway, I hope that you guys have enjoyed it. If you have questions, I believe you can send your comments or your questions on Spotify, because you're able to make comments and stuff there. And I will respond to them. So, thank you for listening, and take care.